Fire crews have worked through the night in Glasgow after a police helicopter crashed into a bar, trapping people in the collapsing building. Fire crews have worked through the night in Glasgow after a police helicopter crashed into a bar, trapping people in the collapsing building. It happened just before 10:30 when the Clutha Vault was packed full for a gig. We don't know how many people are still inside the pub on the Broomielaw. This man believes his dad is among them.
I went to see if my dad comes out alive. Tried everywhere, phoned every hospital, you name it. Then I found out a witness that seen him in there when the helicopter struck.
There's been no confirmation of any deaths, but we do know that contact has been made with a number of people who are trapped. Our reporter Gillian Whelan spent the night at the scene.
Yes, wreckage from the police aircraft can be seen sticking out of the roof of the Clutha. The mood here has become one of grim focus as the huge team of firefighters work to make the building as stable as they can. Assistant Chief Officer Lewis Ramsay is from Fire Scotland.
We've got appliances, equipment and crews from Dundee, Falkirk, Edinburgh, and because we are the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service, we can draw on multiple resources for as long as this incident takes.
There are reports of passers-by running towards the scene to help get people out. MP Jim Murphy was driving by moments after the crash. He says it was just a scene of devastation.
There's so much debris and dust in there that you couldn't really see and you couldn't get in properly. You got a few yards in the door and it was almost like a human chain of people who weren't injured, who were trying to pass the injured along to help each other.
William Lamont from Paisley was inside. He did manage to escape. Two of his friends were taken to hospital and one is missing.
It was just a huge explosion. It was like an air canister going off. For a split second, they just didn't know what it was and then realised it was something serious. As I say, there was lots of screaming. There was a table between the two doors and to one side, I think, a lot of the stuff's come down on top of them. And the other side were screaming, I think, more so because of their friends. I tried to help, but it was nothing really that anybody could really do, kind of thing. And all you could see was just like the wall or the roof that came down.
Ska band Esperanza were playing. They're all okay. And their manager is Gary Anderson.
I was passing flyers about for a forthcoming gig and this explosion, so it's just a big bang. I just thought a speaker had blown at first and then I saw all this sort of smoke and stir and debris sort of tilting towards me, and because it was quite a hot, stuffy pub, because it really was jam-packed, the Polish guys behind me just pulled me right back, right outside the pub, and in their sort of broken English they said to me there's a helicopter crashed on the roof, and I thought they were trying to be funny at first, and it wasn't until I went further back and realised, and of course one of them sort of saying, come here, right? I sort of broke free, because I've got pals in there. They were trying to pull me back and saying, look, it might blow any minute, it might blow.
Thankfully, there's been no explosion, but this is a delicate, methodical operation where the slightest wrong move could spell disaster for people trapped under the rubble. Assistant Chief Officer Lewis Ramsay says they know exactly what they're doing.
We've got crews who are trained to carry out shoring of unstable buildings. They are able to excavate into collapsed structures. They're able to seek and identify casualties using specialist equipment. We've got the resources and we plan to deploy.
There were three people on board the helicopter, two police officers and a civilian pilot. Alongside the rescue operation, an investigation into what happened has already begun. An emergency number has been set up for people worried their relatives were at the Clutha Vaults. That's 0800 092 0410.
That number again, 0800 092 0410. Police are urging people not to call it looking for information, only if they think someone they know might be trapped or hurt. We'll keep you up to date on air and online throughout the day.